Welcome to the show, Indigenous Voices of People show. Today is Friday the 30th, 2022. Welcome callers, 605-2621. Welcome callers, 330-1865.
Well, I thank you for giving us that introduction. This is Tanupa, calling you all the way back to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation's District of Porcupine. And I want to welcome everybody that's tuned in. Everyone knows this is Friday. Everyone knows when Saturday is and Sunday. And they all know that the Indigenous Voices of People radio show starts at 5 o'clock Mountain Time to 7 on behalf of, you know, our little brother Tyreek Aspore. Give us an extra day to have a three-day show. So for a majority of you that are getting ready to tune in, I'm going to start us off with a prayer so we can open up the show for everything that needs to be said. And I got some serious information. What's going to happen if our people don't get their shit together? And so let's start with this prayer. Okay. Ho, Mataki. Chateo Steletus Wahina. Wocheke Wakas. Oh hello. Oh Tonkashila Wakanka Kichi Mane to. Umpetu Aste let Chate Oaste Unyak Ubim Kanwoki la Tanki Chiche. No unchi makaki and never but the papik unki. Unchi pray wonki tuna unkaita for let you say chas let you say ptalo kina dina o kansula ogna let you say Ohina gibi oaste taku I won't glakokte. Lila odeate unkit happy lila taku waki pon tak shikena. Yes, kakilena apach pokte as in us, let you say, chokata on hina dim. Nawo kikile, let you say, kokata, takol impiapi. Katia topa, leon petokina hempikile, wona unkilena yachoki, kutakia etuayena ha. Oate unkit happy, let you say, ptal on hina zipiki lila yotiunkia. Oh, is ya we show ni ekignaka, makasina, kyukapina, yotiekam tuaik in a chapi, as in yas ni walk huntle, nahaxi on kyus papi. He um, taku wahosi chakit hakia topa, wamakaska hetaha initapi, hena isha kolachapi. Hakhaka oyate, kolachapi. Ehaka oyate, kolachapi. No wambli oyate, isha kolachapi, nasintesa pala, isha kolachapi. Leon Petu Matuinish Nash Ake, let Shanupa Gloha money while he takinaha. Waglake kile near Chetke Hochiche. No hochena o kushi chipi, hena unshiak papiko, hena api yankse. Ayaki snehata chiata, tiwahe topi glihunipin o okpicha umpite. Hena echa unpetu kile hochichapi. Naha isha okashkit haka, hoch lila unsha, maza anat haka. Kiopa kile kaskayan kao ki hena isha kikshu icha. Hena yan woki isha chimpi. Hena etu se tima etu wa hena hoi chake. Kina pkabata ta komani wa arte gila na hoi chake. Na wakhan tchanka ki chima ne eto nishnala ni wakhan. Nishya woki wansi hiu chiche. Lila ota enik tuja pi. As ini asne chantet inza okola kiche ke le stala hohina jipi na lechus evo cheki hiu chiche. Na unchi makaki nishya yoti ake. As you near me, watch a kile, on kila pi he on. Near chetke hochi chapi. Natua he, which only ekigna onche, near chetke het hoke ignink. He on watch a kile nun kakapi. Matuanishne ake lets for no pagul, how many mate a watch a ke, yuchi chapi. I hate you say, on petto kile, chanteo was the chamuna. Osha, let you say, waglake na watch a kilakari near chetke hochi. Na wakanti na wakanga na edge. Ewat wana ochake. Osha lila. Osnit hanka pile techia echak naka as in yasne. Kolana ho kola kitche on kit hapile na nahse ptala on kawinto na ojukya. E on wo kikile yuchi chapi ushukyapi. Oh, mutaki. Beautiful prayer when it comes from indigenous people that understand indigenous thought and philosophy that puts forth the energy between the freedom and independence that my people believe in. Well, excuse me. Well, what I wanted to start off with the show was that my older brother contacted me after, you know, doing some mechanic work. He contacted me and told me that my older brother Earl Tall from the Tokalas, the Kit Foxes of Manderson, went to go see him, and my sister in the struggle, Regina Brave, has reached out to the Tokalas and asked them a serious question. Because the newly elected tribal president, Frank Starr, comes out, is being, you know, targeted at the council's discretion because they want to put Kevin Keller back in there because of the corruption. And if Frank Starr comes out was smart enough, he would call out for the people. People that know how to understand why the political affairs are happening. See, this is what goes on in Indian country. You natives that are listening, think about this. You guys are badly fucking assimilated, okay, with this European concept of Western culture. European concept of Western culture. One more fucking time. European concepts of Western culture, okay? You people like to be corrupted. You don't like nobody changing corruption, but it has to be changed. So kids that are selling out, listen now, people. My cousin, my first cousin, Bryce Inderwood, who represents, he's a tribal council member for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe up there in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. He told me this personally, that he and his council were going to stand together in supporting Biden's position, okay, to dig for lithium in the sacred Black Hills in the town of Leeds, South Dakota, right below the mining camp that was created in Deadwood, where supposedly Wild Bill Hickok was brutally murdered from some kid. But that's their culture. That's white phonics. That's white think. That's white supremacy. That's white behavior. That's their belief, okay? So here's our people. Not, and if you have children on there, quiet your children down and listen, people. We don't want no discussion or disruptions, please. We always go through this, man. You all want to get on the show and talk, but I don't want you to talk about nonsense. You got to talk about the real shit that's going on. So come on, people, man. That's why I get frustrated with you. Why am I pissed off? Why do I get mad? Because you don't want to listen to the fucking truth. You want to make noise like a fucking white man. That's the, what the white man does. He makes noise every fucking day. Tribal governments are following the path of him. He's leading you to destruction, man. God damn you guys. Come on, man. If you really want to listen to the truth, get some radio shows started. And start, and then you can make all the fucking noise you want. I won't call in there. It's too fucking noisy.
Everybody's
I'm trying to
silent.
Amplify things that are important in Indian country.
Okay.
So needless to say,
I'm
you guys don't like doing
everybody.
That. You like to disturb. So listen now, okay? Listen. I'm the co-host and the host of the Indigenous Voices of People. This is our show that's trying to give all of you information of what's going on Turtle Island. So listen carefully. When people make decisions, when you vote, whether you're Democratic or Republican, the pronunciation of both levels, okay, they're indiscreet because there's no independent structure, people. So, of course, the Democrats or Republicans are going to vote for destroying land, for minerals. This is what you Americans like. Lithium is what operates these batteries in these newly technological phones that have all this space technology. As I said in previous shows, there's 230 satellites up in space, and they have homing devices. So these new phones that come out, they have what they call, like a plane would have one. It's called a transponder. They can pick you up, listen to your conversation, target you, kill you. That's what voyeurs do too. Voyeurs listen to everything. They're out there. But you people all support it. You like it. So when a miraculous thing happens in Indian country, Turtle Island, and they start pulling the big switch against all of you. Guess what happens? You become a part of the wretched refuge. So your voice don't mean shit. All of you say that. Oh, how come I can't get through? How come nobody's listening? There's people out there listening. You just don't use the amplification of how you can transpire your own vocal point to hold people accountable. It's simple. You don't have to be educated to do that. Education don't mean shit. You can have it all in your head. And as long as it's inside your brain and you carry code it with a machine like a computer or a tablet or a laptop, it's never connected to a fucking human body, people. Sad but true. But that's the reality we face in Indian country, Turtle Island. Turtle Island is on the verge of extinction, but goddamn, people, you don't give a damn. You're still busy complaining about small things. No, I don't want to think like that. We all know that there's troubles and tribulations going on and trials of hatred and murder, removal of elders and kids going on every day. The whole globe is challenging us. But as stupid as we fucking two-leggeds are, we can't stand together and fix it and stop it. There's a way to stop all of it, okay? And it's called the freedom of independence. That's the only way it's going to work. So now you got people stressing and striving to come out of it. A tribal government ain't going to fix it. The American government will never fix it. The state governments will never fix it. Neither will the fucking county. Get real, human race. Get real. Get real. They're coming. That's what elites do. They want to destroy your human rights, and once they get taken from you, you shut the fuck up. Why do you think they're imposing, man, fucking drugs and all this other stuff on reservations? Because if they numb your fucking brain, people, if they numb your fucking brain and you're so co-addicted to drugs and alcohol and pharmaceuticals, they rape legislation. They rape everything to impose it on you. They don't give a fuck about Chinupa, let alone they don't give a fuck about you. They don't do it. I quantify with this shit because, hey, I listen to all of you talk. That's all you're doing is talk. But you'll never blame what that white man's capable of doing. Biden can't fix nothing. He's part of the elite. That's how the machine operates this shit, man. And it's never going to go away. It's never going to stop until we challenge that system. Stop it. And it can be done. Proven fact. So Indian country, Turtle Island, on the other hand, have all these Mickey Mouse fucking Indians want to step up and take control of what they call public affairs, public entities. And you people that are all on the internet, man, masquerading on Facebook, fuck all of you. And I mean fuck all of you. My phone number, 605-517-2621. Call me. I'll debate this shit with you. I'm getting sick and tired of all of you trying to be white and support the machine. You're the ones that want that. Why do they want lithium, huh? To create these new electric cars. This is what, if you watch that movie, Steven Seagal talked about this shit in that movie called On Deadly Ground. John Trudell acted with him in there. And they aimed it at Indian people. These corporations were the ones moving for it. Deep well injections is what these people are after. So fuck the water. They don't give a shit. The water is going to destroy these people. That's the way I believe. But yet you people are still buying water to drink. Don't tell me you don't. You do. You thought Standing Rock was a good fight? Fuck no. The good fight was Wounded Knee 1973 when we took up arms against the state and federal government and the fucking tribal government. And there's a lot of us veterans that were in there. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Even my sister that brought this information out, Regina Brave, my sister was in there with me. I know, and there are many others that I still remember. I don't want to listen to you guys' bullshit, man, because it is. But until you know where the problem is, and there is a resolve, it's called freedom of independence. Once you have them in place, you can eliminate anything. And they will have to come to you rather than coming to a goddamn tribal government. They're trying to impeach. Frank Starr comes out. Why? Because they want somebody that can lead corruption. Kevin Culler. He will do it. Just like Julian Barrunder did it. They will do it. These are kids. They're children that lack know-how. They have no language. I know Myrtle Cedarface told me about Kevin Keller. And Myrtle, if you're listening, hey, thank you for that information you gave me about that boy. Thank you. Love you for bringing that out. I picked up Myrtle and gave her a ride into town, walking on the road where all these sons of bitches were passing her up, wouldn't help her. That's how Indian people are today. They see a woman or people in stress that are, you know, in distress, they need help, they won't even bother to pick them up. This is what's out there. But that's what you guys like. You like that. You like being kicked in the ass, slapped in the head, punched in the mouth. You like that. All these people that are running in the tribal council's elections, they're all just as guilty as the rest of them that steal money. I kept telling all of you, listen, people like to create mockery against everyone out there. I can honestly say this out of the bottom of my heart. I only seen Ella Giancarlo step up to help the elderly. And I also seen my brother James Cross step up and help his people. They're the only ones. That's the hard part with people today. You might say other things otherwise. Hey, that's your opinion. It ain't mine. I wasn't there. I'm here with the people that are poor, needy. I'm here with the people that don't have anything. That's the problem that arises in Turtle Island, which we all know better as Indian country. And until our matters really come forward, man, in how we describe what's going on in Indian country, and you know it as well as I do, it's called Turtle Island. Either way, it describes how civilized and modern people have exonerated their issues to imply them to you First Nations people, and you're fucking dead and you don't even know it. But as long as you're numb and dumb with the alcohol and drugs that you continue, man, to absorb and consume in your body, you're a malted parasite of illegality. You don't give a damn about living. You don't give a damn about having life, being a grandfather or a grandma to teach your grandchildren something positive. And you youth better wake the fuck up. You youth better wake your fuck up. I don't give a shit if there's bad and good blood in every youth. I disagree. Because if you can't reflect to the children and the elders that are struggling because they're living in fucking fear, youth, you did it to them. You did it to them, youth. Mark my word. Chinupa will come for you. Fuck with my elders and children. I'll come for you. I know where you all live. That ain't a threat. That's reality. Get sick and tired of you guys, man. All trying to consume white phonics. Tired of you guys doing that shit. Why do you think we got fucking police all over the place watching you? You like that. You want that. So you can numb your fucking head, kill your body, put pain and misery on your family, but they have to bury you, goddammit. Live. Live, people. Live. You can't do that. You don't believe in life. Well, get it over with. Get it over with. Kill yourselves. Hurry up. Sick and tired of you guys, man. Now make some fucking noise, man. You can't. It's the truth. The children need to be children to make noise. That's their job. But you elders and people like me cannot do that. I don't want to hear none of you guys talking shit out there. If you really gave a damn about what we talk about, you'd be doing it with me. I know what sorrow is. I know what pain it is. I know what losing a loved one. I know what that is, man. I just laid my brothers to rest and my dog. Laid them to rest. That's a hurtful thing, man. Because they knew Chinupa the same way I knew them and loved them. That's the hard part, man. I am angry today. Get sick and tired of you guys all trying to be fucking white, man. White man don't want you. Go over there and live in these populated areas. Go live in the metropolitan and the suburb area. Go live with them and see what happens. Them sons of bitches ain't going to fucking want you over there. I know what I'm saying, man. Sent a bunch of native people out east to pick up our artifacts and remains of our people that were massacred in Wounded Knee, 1890, yesterday, December 29th. My fucking people went out there. Watch them all die, people. Watch. When one of them die, when one of those guys that went out there die, that's when death begins, man. You do not disturb the dead. Man, you guys don't get it. Learn how to listen to your grandparents. Maybe all you sons of bitches need to go to the joint. Go to prison. Maybe that'll wake you fuckers up. We that been in there, we know what the fuck we're talking about. I've been there. I've done it. I'm still living it today. You guys can't even cry out and really speak where the havoc is. The havoc's right in front of you. That's the way capitalistic control of regimes orchestrate their power to neutralize your rights. You still don't get it. You think, oh, yeah, I can go do as I please. Go ahead. They're watching you. They know how fucked up here you are. You're not an Indian when you do that. You're not black when you do that. You're not yellow when you do that. And you sure the hell ain't white when you do that. That's the way the evil works, man. And now I close. I close with this to open up the show. All you callers that are getting ready to tune in, welcome aboard. On December 30th is 2022 Indigenous People Show. This is your show, people, to express what's in your heart and your mind. Now I close. Medake pe lechalakis e chante o astemila haska ka wichoye ke trokata ke kacholyewa. Ma chante ke nahakse. Lila ota wichokan ki le echa chimpi. No oyate mitra ki wina wanshi hinabke na ha, oyate hene wicha chopi. O kola kichi ki le. Ho yonkan lenal da ke taku shicha hene waki pramna oispo ki hene echa kokata kya kakol yok tekti. As ini hasni wola kote echetya lakota ki lechuns e sala onkina zibna ha lechuns e kokata kya Unkishnalam, we chona zipi. Shall we chona zipi kile echa, hankikta oksanksa unkaitauna, hetsuse etuam. Na ake ieskana hathoks aglena lechus e chimpi. Takwela kha lakhota ki tokiabe. Do any hetsus e nights in the okishni? Pejuta shiche wastea lakabina ha, takozak pakuna ha, Wakanza ni kopi hena echa ati ha iagle api. Chahe un toha chaze ka kholi api na tima egna kam hanta Hena etsa wosu daki chimpi. As hena o kiepsne. Unlakotam nahapse makhoche. Taka uyaska biankeke hena etsa. Hesus epsala on hinazipi. O he on kiepi. Wamak haskanke hena ate on kito ampi. Wana peta akota hakeo ate gonsi. O ake naha wana. Mini ogna hesus ewagna kena kigleke. Hena etsa wosu ta hena yanke. As Tony Lexion says, Anapsa and the Hitchens at Kokata and Nazim na air to him. He's to call a wag like a boyakis. Hitchas at the Wakhan, Wakhan, Letako Kitrof, Nihana at the Wakhan in Leach, I'm the Taku Kaj and I pack it on him as at the Hitchens a woke, Kihe, Yachipi. Nakohan Tagani Lohafsni, Tagani Utah Yakis, Nia Ke, Awalo, Tanatuahe. Mila Hanska Trawapke Ogna at Chazeni Kaki Kakoli and at Unsha Yanke Nanazina at the Hedges Yapasi. And now I station. The Chalaki say Hunkwain Chamblake. Ata Lakotaki Lila Tak Shit Heno Kitkafi Mila Hanska Kileno Parkpa near Hedges was there like up. Oh, it's Hanupi. No Chicha Kapi. It's a little bit of a Nilakota ki tukte nanjepe. Is to kala tukte yaombe. In nila nankaoksto. And then you show what's like in the nechum na walakam na henyep in nila yaombe. Nisha on petto was he which only eaganaki. Misha head samokte. On petto was he which only mitkoki le ewaganaki. As niwa onki le na husky oate. Hena tagani he iwoglakoki hena ihakab. Nazin oi chake. Na wakanki naku. Dila iotie kyap. Os nit chanka. Tagni yutap ni. San nit chab hena oi chake. As ni as ni tagni tueni makus ni as inila wa o. Ma tue ki le echa. Fokata ke nazin oi atak lina. Hankikta nazin oi chake. Sanupa gulu hamani hemie. Eon cha okola kichi le on kitrapele. Chantet inzo okola kichi le lam stala oi atak ki. Kunkawin tona oi chukyape. Hetsu se e wola kota wo yksaki ai kake. Aske oki lala be ake. Le chala ke se shuka mitroki ke wakila na ichakwa ake e wagaluni. Na mi shuka la numpa hena nukhi wagaluni. Ke mi shan waki pche. Asi ni asin le chun se wahina zina ochi chokte. Le chala ke se chunkshi mitroki. Chunksi mitroki le wonach unkupi. He un, shewati. He masama pchen hakti waglaki. Nahena wana ieska le tak shike itchupi ki lena etcha. Le hoksilaki le tagni wanspeke ukhrate lakhoti aoki he yuhasni ki ena etcha se kusha etwak. Na umang le wakbok tich. Na chunksi mitroki, Regina. Regina brave etcha. Hena etsa wonach onku. He isio oglala etaha. Ho he takomani wonach onki lena wake. Na slokie. Na ieska ki lena lila woko pepro. Ho shichu trawaunspe ki saki nazip. Iaskap se. Etsu se nazip. As dagani. Dagani. Dagani letsu se. Wongla koki he. Anapta naziboy akis. Wakokpe etsu se nazip. Me hena koi chop desni. Na wana blut chok sikte. I turn it back to all of you to really understand what I said here. And it's up to you on engaging. You all know every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 5 to 7 is the Indigenous Voices of People show. You all know that, but you're too busy caught up with all this multicultural bullshit that's out there. You don't give a damn to get on this radio show, speak your heart's mind, to allow it to be free. But I take full responsibility of my words and actions against you fuckers because you don't want to do a goddamn thing to see what's happening. I'm seeing white folks. Listen to this. I'm seeing white folks posting up signs, okay, in their yards. No lithium mining. White people. White people are doing this. Indians, you dumb fuckers. Don't you get it? Bryce, if you're listening, don't you get it? All the technology in the world can't fix your goddamn problems, man. This is human nature that's creating this shit. And yet y'all think it's good. You like it. Well, I'm sorry. If you allow the white man to abuse your ass and torture you, he gonna do it. He don't give a fuck about you, let alone does he give a fuck about me. End of story. Maybe it is time for you fuckers to go to the joint and face reality. Maybe if that's the only way to wake you fuckers up, maybe you'll realize, quit fucking around, man. So let's turn it up to everybody that's on call. Come on out. Speak your mind. Say something. Speak what's
opening
on your heart.
The lines. Opening the lines. 330-818-65. Welcome to the show. Do you have anything to say? Okay. 208-6803. Welcome to the show. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, shit, we know. I'm a hard year, Quinn. That was the winner, Quinn. That was me. That was a good time. It was Queen Hedda. I'm a hard year, Quinn. In 1990, probably. The radio talk show hosting the indigenous voices of people, then I mean. How do you see Nanuma? In the moment of water. We have another way. Oh, Ken Catches from Northern Nevada, Idaho, Nevada border. Good to hear you, Lexi. I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Hear that. That's what I wanted to hear. There's so much an individual can do. I'm speaking for myself and only myself where I live. You do so much, and you know it. You've been here. You see where how things are. I've tried. I don't like to use two words, which is try and hope. When you use try, you just continue doing it over and over and over, and you hope. You're not really wanting it. But I've tried to do this over and over, but these fuckers don't understand. And when you bring these things forth to their attention, them fuckers don't want to listen. Fuck, we're outcasts out here. They don't want to fucking listen because they think that they know it all. They don't know shit. I was really... That was my little granddaughter earlier in the beginning of the show. She stays with me. You know, making this noise and trying to keep her quiet. But you can't keep kids and tell them so much. You can tell kids, little children, they know more than us. So in that way, I let her be who she wants to be. But nevertheless, I was really touched a few days ago about the spiritual happening that's been happening. You went through what you did, and it brought back memories to what I've done with our four-legged brother at that time. And also, I sent you a picture. And you know, I know what it's all about. But these fuckers that want to continuously want to say, oh, yeah, I know. Bullshit. You don't fucking know. Like you said, if you don't fucking know, be quiet. Fucking listen. That's what I've been doing, is listening, because I don't know shit. I put it in that form. But at the same time, I'm doing what I can to maintain how I gotta, what I gotta go through, what I gotta accomplish here. And it's hard for me. I lost my wife going on 16 months. And that fucker hurts like the son of a bitch, man. Every day, thinking about trying to do the best I can. But nevertheless, I look at the children, my grandchildren. I look at them in their eyes. And they're looking up at me with that sparkle in their eye. And I tell myself, you know, you can't. You got to do this for them. But like I said, you know, I've continued to gone over to our tribal headquarters department and done said, maybe you want to fucking listen. But, you know, my mind is like this weather outside. Now, foggy. Could barely see, thinking about a lot of these things, what's been said a long, long time ago. Clearly. But like I said, you know, forgive me for that, for being that way. But I just wanted to speak up and say that much at this time. Oh,
let's keep it going, callers. Come on. Show. Thank you for that, Kenny. I love you for that, nephew. Thank you. Aho.
Oh.
Next.
Listen, nope. Rachel.
Okay.
Come on.
How many tribal nations council members went to this little soiree with Biden a few weeks ago? And how many of them did they stand up and cheer and hoorah that motherfucking Biden? Ask your tribal council people that. Put your asses on the fire about this. They're up there clapping for Deb Haaland, clapping for Biden, leading this shit on. Let's yell about that. Let's get the fuck up their asses. They're the ones yelling this goddamn country out, making your people sick. And how many of them stood up there a few weeks ago and clapped and hoorah for all that shit? Ask your tribal council members that.
Come on, callers, where you at? You heard one
How about you take your own tribes? How about we take our own tribes up for Christ against the humanity of their own people? Because it's our tribes that are showing everybody else. They're going to be making everybody sick. And when the shit hits the fan, they're going to run off with all the money and go to a nice little safe place to live while everybody else fucking dies. Let's hold them accountable. Let's put the fucking fire under their goddamn ass. They're selling everybody out. because I love that fucking white man's money. Those ones, they are a part of this. They're a second party to all this legal IRA bullshit. Mineral Act of 19 what? 82? Energy thing of 2005? They all knew about it. They're all agreed with it. Is Rice on the phone? Is Rice
on? We're still on the line. We're still on the line. Come on, keep talking. You got more to say. Come on.
I want to know if Rice is on the line. I want to know, was he up there? Did he see all those tribal nations council people standing up and clapping for Biden and Deb Haaland about lithium, electric cars? Hydrogen, lithium. It all was over there. Like, yeah, I watched it. Yay, Biden. This is native people standing up there. And why at Capital D.C. cheering that shit the fuck on?
Come on, callers. We're at the top of the hour, man, getting ready to really
Come on, callers. You're so fucking goddamn worried about Ukraine and Russia. Come on, callers. Say your own goddamn lives. Stand the fuck up. Stand the fuck up with the Indian people. Quit worrying about Ukraine and Russia. Donald Trumpy.
We're at a quarter to six.
Where's all these supporters? I'd like to come on this show and talk about Ukraine and Russia. Come on, why don't you guys get the fuck on here and talk about what the fuck tribal people are dealing with? Because you guys are dealing with the tubes of pollution. Just stick your fucking hand up those politicians' ass and listen to every goddamn bullshit they say instead of paying attention in your goddamn front yard. You don't put your nose in somebody else's. But you won't stand up for nothing over here, white people. Now, do I sound like a racist motherfucker right now?
Yeah, this is Luna Whispering Wolf from Cherokee Nation and also Mexica Tribe. I'm calling in because I just heard about the lithium thing that I've known for a couple of weeks by listening to the treaty conference and listening to Carla Rae Marshall for the testing and stuff that went on there for the lithium and the uranium. I want to make a comment onto that, for one. If tribal governments are starting to support Biden and whatever government, U.S. government, then, yeah, natives need to start. It's time to start voicing your, giving your voice. Another thing I want to bring up also that I have not heard the last couple of weeks on this show is something very, very important. And that is raising up the fact that Native DNA is being stolen and researched and used. And I have not heard anybody from, and I've been through a few Native shows and talk shows and news, online news and stuff like that, and I haven't heard anybody bring this up. But when people start telling you, especially our elders, that shit is getting ready to hit the fan, it's getting ready to hit the fan harder than what people think. Not only are they have they stole our lands, but now they're gonna now they are and have been factual, 100% stealing our DNA. I listened to Dr. and actually I have a interview with her next month. Dr. Stephanie O. Littlehawk, Big Crow. And she has let us know that all these heritage DNA testing that you do, like the 123 or the MyHeritage, stuff like that, if you're Native and you do those, they keep your DNA. And you, there is absolutely, she says there's absolutely nothing you can do about this, okay? Legally, once you give that DNA to them, it's theirs. They can do what they want to with it. And it's being used. And it's being tested onto, and Lord knows what they're doing with it. I think as a Native community, we need to start thinking of this. That's messing with totally something totally different and important when our DNA is floating around for people to experiment and research on. And I thought I would just call in. I want to make that point for you all, just to give you all a heads up, something for you to think about. You can go ahead and research it. It's true. And that is a very important thing that us Native Americans need to start thinking about. Because like I heard one of our Claude Two Elk with the Treaty Council, and he's an elder also, and he warned also of what's to come. So as a middle-aged Native, it's time to start listening to the elders. Whether you agree, whether you argue, whether you dislike, and believe me, you know, there's a lot of things I dislike what I'm hearing. But when it comes right down to it, I can hate things, what I'm hearing all day long. At the end of the day, it's the seven generations ahead. And to listen to your elders, you know, yeah. We need to start doing that. And I'm not speaking of, you know, I'm not practicing what I'm not preaching. I'm not preaching what I'm not practicing myself. So I thought I'd just call in, want you all to give you all a heads up about the DNA thing, research it, and take it very seriously. On top of this lithium and uranium bullshit, because they're getting ready to hit hard. There is the damn company name. The lithium company, Iris Metals from Australia company, and uranium is the Paganus company in Canada.
Before you continue on, repeat your name again and what state you're calling from.
This is Dominga Mallory. My native name is Luna Whispering Wolf.
Okay, hey, Tyreek.
I'm from the Wolf Clan Cherokee Nation.
Tyreek. Tyreek.
Yes.
Man, come on. Clock that girl. Clock her off. Come on. What's wrong with you?
I was telling the truth, so clock me off.
Clock. Huh? No. Clock her off, man. Why are you still letting that lady come on?
Well,
After all she did and she wants to try to slither her way in, don't let her do that.
Well,
man,
you're
the
co-host.
Is her for?
You're the co-host, too.
I want to step up and say something. There is motherfuckers on YouTube that in part are trying to, I've been working real hard with this DNA. These are people on YouTube. You can't trust. Maybe you can, but if they're working at some for DNA, they're trying to discredit that the native people's DNA.
Oh, you fucking kid, man. Why in the fuck did you ever get that
but
woman?
This is the bullshit that's on YouTube. There's a guy doing this. He's trying to discredit native DNA. He's trying to say that they are not original to here. Now, that's YouTube shit. We don't know. It's YouTube shit.
Tyreek, watch her, man. I thought you were a military guy, man.
Man, I'm cooking. That's why I made you the co-host, so you could ask people where they're coming from.
Listen. You're watching that. Put your food away. Eat. Everybody out here is hungry, but we got time for this show. We got time. We don't worry about cooking. Learn how to sacrifice. You hooked up with that woman. You did. You brought this woman on, man. And she's going to keep doing this. She don't give a shit about elders. She don't care about listening. We already know all that stuff. That's why we're seeing it.
Didn't you ask many times, please say your name, what number you're calling from?
Yeah, she gave two names. And then she turned around and said, oh, it's me, Domingo Mallory. Catch that in your head.
Well, excuse me, brother. You know what I mean? That's what the job of a co-host is. If I have to do everything, God help me.
Yeah, she fucking lied there, but I can't see the phone number. You can.
Okay. All right.
Earl, Margaret, are you available on the show tonight?
Yeah, we're here, brother.
Okay, I need you guys to help me, man. All right, because I got to take this show away from my brother. Because he's worried about cooking. Fuck, I'm hungry too. I'm working on cars and doing things for people. I'm hungry. But hey, the voice is important. Hell, if I have to eat air, that's good enough for me. I'll get filled up that way. Shit, this guy wants to eat. Big deal. Fuck, well, we're all hungry. But he doesn't see that. He aligned himself with that girl there, and that girl threatened him with all kinds of
No, I did not align myself with that girl. No, I did not.
No, you did too. Don't be bullshit. That's why you brought her on.
Stop putting it in my mouth. I did not align myself with anybody. You told me.
Yes, you did.
Whoever comes.
No,
I did not.
Listen.
No, I did not.
You want to defend your anger over
it. No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not.
You did. You were on Facebook with her. You did.
Oh, shit. We're going back to Facebook now?
Yeah, but you did. All them things you did.
Well, excuse
you pulled
me.
Her in.
You told
That's
me
why it's
this
way.
You
what
told
you
me
did.
This show is for indigenous voices of people. So I put
That's
it all over
indigenous.
My Facebook, Instagram, everybody I talk
That's
to.
Not
How
indigenous.
Do I know?
Women like her are not indigenous.
Well,
you went to military.
Know
you got some intelligence from them. You should have known better.
Well,
but you like
what?
Information.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
learning,
learning.
Canupa. I'm learning.
Yeah, but learn how to learn from the real people.
I'm learning from the
learn
real
how.
People.
Yeah, now you are. But other than that, you weren't. You bullshitting to us. We know what's going on. You worried about cooking.
Well,
big
somebody
deal.
Help me with this
you?
Show. I need somebody to help
yeah,
me with the show to screen the callers.
I'm going to ask Earl and them. I'm going to ask Earl and them.
Okay, please do.
Earl and
Not
Margaret can help me.
Because
I can't ask the Indian people. I tried Jabril. I tried Blacks. I tried everybody. Nobody wants to be real.
God damn, everybody pointing the finger of Tariq. Tariq is doing everything fucked up.
Yeah,
shit.
Because you're the one that man did that. You knew that woman before we did.
I don't know her phone number. She keeps on changing her shit.
She's a fan. Come on, man. Pay attention.
God damn, dude. I have to fucking worry about everything. Go ahead. This is your show.
That's right. It's mine, man. That kind of shit. That woman, I don't care about her. We already know what's going on. Come on, other people that are on the show, speak up.
We need to start getting some real people on here.
I'll call you.
We need to start getting some real people on here who want to support Native people and stop this. I want to hear some white people come on here who's saying they want to stop all this. I don't give a fuck if it's between the tribal federal governments. They're both in the same goddamn pocket up there praising this bullshit. Where are you people out here? Where are you white people worried about your own goddamn front yard? You're going to die from this shit, too. Do any of you goddamn care? But no, you all rather worry about fucking stupid bullshit. Somebody else is fighting in another country when we got to fight here in our own country against polluting and dying. But no, we don't give a shit about that. It's on Indian lands. Let them fucking die, right? Let them fucking die. But we want to give a fuck about Ukraine and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. I guarantee if this lithium was being dug out of some fucking white neighborhood, white prominent neighborhood, everybody, all white people would be coming together to stop it. We can't have our children getting brain cancer. But because it's on native land, who gives a fuck, right? Even though you guys are going to get polluted too. Because everything trickles down.
Sometimes, you know, people, I'm going to share this with you. We're getting up to the top of the hour of 7 o'clock. You know, this radio show has started out real strongly from every walks of life, from Indians to blacks and to white folks. And the Palestinians, even the Arab girl stepped up, okay? And needless to say that we kept this radio show versified to include people. And I have never, ever had anyone threaten my guests on the show with legal formalities because she wanted to be in position. Even the fucked up white people, this guy Joe, he never threatened anybody like that with paperwork. But this girl that Tyreek brought on, she did this. First time, okay? And you can't really get into that kind of stuff because those people are out there. You see, this is what we try to tell you guys. Hell, maybe my little brother Tyreek's a fed. We'll never know. Because they'd use them too. I know I was interrogated by all kinds of people of color, not one white man, in Washington, D.C. in 2007 when I, the late Russell Means, and Gary Rowland and Phyllis Young were over there. I know. They left me. They left me, man. But that's what you got to expect from people that are too strong and vocal. The real people will get it done. Why do you think they assassinated Crazy Horse by using his own people? Why do you think they did that to Sitting Bull? Red Cloud, on the other hand, died an old man. You see? But these ones that were important, my Grandpa Noyers died a warrior in Wounded Knee in 1890. Huh? This is what we try to tell you guys over and over. And so that's what I'm talking about this show. And that's the hardships that we try to tell you guys over and over that we experience. My phone is going off the hook from different callers. And this is why I need help from the public, you guys, to help me engage in these shows. Don't just listen. You guys like to talk. You got something. But then you're going to all focus on the American wherewithal. I don't want to hear shit about it. I already know. The problem that we're not doing is turning white folks around. Turning the white folks around. turning the white folks around. That's what we need to do. And that's why I need you guys' help. We're at the top of the hour with 2 minutes gone by. All right, people, it's your show. Begin wherever you want.
Hello, this is Jenny calling in from Montana, Northwest Montana, the Pawnee People's Territory. Well, I can't believe that lady had that much nerve to come on the show like that, especially what she already said, and, you know, out of her own evil mind and her tongue, how she talked. And we did not accept her apology. She just said that she listened to the last, what, 5 shows or what, and we're not talking about blood and all that. Shit, they've been stealing our blood. They steal it at the hospitals, too. I mean, what the... You know? Come on.
Still virgin.
Well, it's not something that we don't know, you know. They did a DNA on a... Blackfeet man up here, and his blood went back to over 45,000 years. Okay? Wendy, don't talk to us. Come on here and listen to this show, please, and then think, oh, they're dumb. They even talk about blood. No, no, uh-uh. Like I say, until I know that somebody had did something to make the change for all of us people, us original peoples of Turtle Island, and I could say, all right, good, you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing. I'm having a hard time right here accepting death in my family by suicide, which I don't really want to talk about, and the death of my sister, not sure if she's going to leave us or not, and that was her son that did that. Suicide. And then trying to get this goddamn Catholic hospital here in Missoula, Montana, the St. Patrick Hospital, to understand when their doctors are telling us, spend much time as you have with her, you know, because she's dying. Okay? And then use a fucking piece of paper to tell us, oh, at 7 o'clock we all have to leave? Don't work like that. But what do I have to do? Travel over this mountain that, you know, really full of snow and ice, me and my 2 boys, to get me there so I could bring the feather to her, so I could bring it to help to watch over her, to protect her. Because this is a Catholic hospital that's very racist. You know, to not only my family, but many other families that had members in there. Like, geez, you know, when are these days ever going to fucking be over with these white people that are, you know, of a religion, you know? Come on. They don't know whose territory they're in. They don't know what fucking year, really time it is, and the people that they're working with. But they'll know, they look at us as that dirty little savages, you know? Shit, I'm tired of all that. So what do I have to do? Explain it, lecture those nurses at that station about their goddamn paper policy is nothing when it comes to our protocol. Oh, where is the soul of such leadership when it comes to our people? Where is the soul of such advocate when it comes to our people, our family? We get treated like that in every fucking place there is today. It never stops. But where are all these people on this radio station when it comes to that part for us? The people you're all trying to learn about, what we're really about. Well, those are the rights that we have to fight for. I'm not no religion. I never will be. I don't want to. I don't need to be. I'm going to still be who I am, what I remember, who the people I come from, how they used the feather. These things are important to me. You guys all want a piece of goddamn paper, and you get scared of a fucking piece of paper. Now we're all rattling on. This lady comes on. I didn't want to come on because why? All the time is very devastating. What happened? What's going on within our family, within our community, within our peoples right now? Well, let's bring some real people. Let's talk about us. We understand each other. What's happening to our people here on the reservations and stuff. You guys think that we don't know anything? Well, shit, you're bringing a small... Come on, how many peas did you eat? These are things that are going on. Now they transferred my sister back home, praying that she gets there. Pray that, you know, our prayers are going to be heard, that she'll heal. If not, we accept either way. Long as she got back home. These are things that we have to go through at the same time, come on the radio station, hear everybody rattling on, rattling on, rattling on. All right, well, stop your rattles now. Do something about it then. What are you expecting? Oh, we're all going to come and meet in one place and do what? Then what? What are we going to do? Or how the hell is this work going to work? But, gee, I know, yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg speaks truth. He gets mad and cusses around, you know, and tries to protect himself and everybody else that, you know, is trying to help to do something. There's a lot of rights that us, as original people of the Turtle Islands, still have to figure out how to use them and which rights we still have left. It feels like our own people, yeah, they got two fucking white men educated. That's what's wrong with them. When everybody wants to talk traditional, oh, this, spiritual, that, I don't support you. Why? Because you still like colonization. You still support the white school. You still support everything. Don't talk about, oh, how our way is going to come back. Well, that's why. It ain't going to come back until this. You got to find the time to help to do it. Blame it on everyone now. The younger generation can't blame it all on them. Yet they're the results of everything we're talking about. Are they the reminders to us what's happening? Because up here, they're killing each other, killing themselves, chopping heads off. Like, what the hell time we in? Where the fuck are we really at today? We could share anything and everything that we feel that should be heard, but you know, you hear Tyreek, why am I taking the voice? You wanted the show. Then you done got caught by and saying we had a satellite now, and your aunt was asking questions. Come on, get real. You lied to an elder by doing that. And I already told you I didn't like that. What have you learned from it yet? What have any of you learned from what we have shared? Because I feel like I told Chinook, I feel like a repeat thing. Come on. We can't just grab guns and start shooting them like Rachel. In her mind, what she will do, oh, go ahead. How many bullets do you have? Because I know up here, we ain't just going to pack up and leave. Uh-uh. Our people are not that weak. No matter if they're drunk, drug addicts, or whatever the hell, corrupt. There's people that won't do that. So who's gonna
I've never encouraged shooting people up. I said stand up for yourself when it comes to you.
Well, yeah, you always talk about guns and all that, so just stop it right there.
No, we're not going to stop that. I don't like to be...
No, I don't want to hear what
it.
You have to say. Don't
oh,
try
gonna
to argue
it.
With
I'm
me about
it. I'm going
to
say it. Everybody out here better get ready.
We have people, yeah, that will end up doing that, but that's like all I hear from you. Give us
I'm talking about
more self-defense. Than that.
These people are getting violent out here,
Jenny. What can you do to change something for your people as far as our rights?
What can the tribal council do to change it? They're the ones in on all of
this. Give me some advice like a real traditional woman would do. Give me some.
You know what, Jenny? Listen to me.
No.
Why are we poisoning everybody here?
Stop.
I live out here in a bold motherfucking world too, Jimmy. I've been threatened by white people.
You're supposed to be supporting our women up here when you come on Rainbow on the West bullshit, and then you turned your back on a black woman. Oh, because there was too much, whatever the hell you fucking white people call it. No, you stand strong with our women if you really support our women when it comes to our water issues. You turned your back on our black feet.
Don't talk
nonsense to me no more.
Don't talk to me. Your own tribe sold you out.
Because Chinupa needs to back me up on all this. All right?
Well, you only had a meeting with Q&A. They were making the deals already to take it to Obama to assign.
All you guys doing is trying to wait to make profit. I don't want to hear none of that. I was on that already. I was reading all that already. When all of a sudden you kind of quit talking to them, quit supporting them. Why? We're still in the battle.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I know who's real and who's not real.
You're trying to sell the water.
What are you going to do? Well, get the hell out here and tell them how sacred our area is up here where they're trying to drill. Because then all
you tell your own tribal council that they sold the water out. They sold it. I didn't.
Piping up, sending up a bunch of bullshit. Now where are you at?
Who sold the water? Did Rachel sell it? I didn't. You go preach to them.
I do not preach. I make a change when I talk about this. So you just join the other woman and fight for your people. You guys say you're from down that way. Then do something then.
I do something. I take up for myself out here. I'm all by myself. I don't have nobody backing my ass up.
You, not just for yourself. Craig, make a change or something. Do you have any type of understanding about our native rights or anything? Do you know how to use those? Are you anything? Or can you give me some advice? That's what I'm asking. You want to talk to me
like that? Ask your tribal council why they won't. Ask your tribal council to cancel all that. They have rights. Why won't they? Why won't they?
Knows how I am, but I'm asking Rachel.
Why do they close the doors every time you want to have a meeting? You said it yourself when you go to talk to them, they're closing doors. What do you think they're talking about behind closed doors?
Don't repeat what I said. You tell me some advice. I'm not asking about that type of advice. See, that's how you
don't
know what the hell
you're
talking about.
You go knocking on their door. You tell you to get out there. Get out of here.
Women on here. That's all I'm advising.
Well, I'm out here on my own. I got to defend myself. I've got white people around me all goddamn time want to threaten my ass because I don't fit in a little goddamn club to be a whitewashing Indian and lick their goddamn ass. Oh, yeah, you're right. Come on, where you live. I've been down here 55 fucking years. And I've been knocked on my ass, spit on, thrown up against the wall. Yeah, maybe I do have the attitude I do.
Well, you should have came on when Auntie Bernice was on here. You should have been, you were sort of quiet then.
You
sure
fucking hands on you all the time.
Don't start trying to act like you don't have anything more to say, but go tie your console.
Hey, I'm listening. You said it yourself. They cut you out of the meeting. They locked the doors.
Uh-huh. And what else did Jenny say? You want to talk us? Like, only Rachel.
Why don't you brush your tribal council about Senator Daines bragging about it?
Real,
it was a done deal.
Life understanding instead of, bitching around about, you didn't want to, you weren't just, are you doing, come on, tell me something real. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Ask your tribal council.
Hmm?
This is what I want to know. Why don't tribal council stop
like
this goddamn money? Why they quit selling the water? Why are they such an agreement with them? Why are they sitting in Washington, D.C. and clapping for Biden? Why don't you go ask them some questions?
Well, maybe you could.
I got some questions, too.
You don't have to call people up, cussing them out. Come on.
Well, you got all the answers, and you do
I just
it.
Don't like the, you know, this attitude when you guys talk like all our women are all nothing, and we're just a bunch of stupid people that we don't know what's going on. Bullshit. That's not true.
Nobody's saying anybody's stupid.
Maybe some of them, but not all of us. Right.
No, you know what I think everybody's afraid of?
I got to ask.
Nobody wants to put these tribal
life.
Councils on the spot.
So when you want to point fingers towards our native women or stuff, like we don't know anything, like we're just all dumb.
I'm
not pointing
no fingers at you native women.
That's not true.
I am pointing no fingers at you native women. You're coming at me.
That you guys have said towards the women so far.
Ask your people. Were they up there clapping for Biden? Another done deal?
I don't know. Ask them. Maybe you need to start asking. Quit asking me to ask because I could ask any goddamn
don't
time.
Don't quit telling me
I
what to do.
I can ask them all these questions. Do you think it's going to change? No. Because
no, I don't think nothing's
going to
change
because
they're in the white man's pocket. They love that fucking money just as much as they do.
Everybody does. Everybody does. Everybody has money in their pocket right now.
Well, I guess tribal council has a lot more than the rest of us. I don't think any of the truth of it is nobody wants to question anybody. Because you know what? Who's making the deals? We're not making the deals with that government over in Lithia. Who's making the deals? Let's get reality here. You're not making the deals.
Have you ever wondered where they're going to get all the water?
You know, who's making the deals with
anything,
the white man? Who's making the deals with the corporations?
Liquefy it? You know, don't you see our point up here of why we don't want them to get a hold of the waters, the headwaters up here? You think we wasn't doing something before the time that was coming to this shit? That's why it's so important to us up here not to
check.
Let them get a hold of our headwaters.
Okay, then why did they take the check for it?
Because of corruption.
Come on, your own people
took
the check.
That's what we're talking about. Jeez.
Your people up stood up there and took pictures, and all the goddamn newspapers took that check
well,
back.
Well,
you could have
came up here and took pictures. You were sure supporting. Just like Chanupa said.
Well,
all
America
America
could have done that you couldn't do.
You said it too. We were up here. We made that $3. They declared a state of war crimes and called the fucking military. And where were you and all you have the fucking rainbow on the web people that?
I'm not rainbow.
Well, everybody
okay?
was
don't rainbow. Don't call me rainbow.
Everybody
I'm nothing.
Was
I'm
that's
nothing.
What they call it. No. Uh-uh. When you guys all get on there, only support. Oh, after Standing Rock. Well, where the fuck were you before Standing Rock? We were having battles up here then. But you guys all of a sudden cared about the natives. After
why do you want to yell at everybody?
Yeah.
Here, let me ask you. Why do you want to yell at everybody on the outside?
Real.
But you won't even yell at your own tribal council.
A lot of
you
people that are on honest now, acting like you really care about the situation, this has been
no,
going
I
on
know
for
why,
many years.
Why our tribal people
way before
we
were
doing
born.
This.
Way before we were born. Our
you all just
want to
yell
it.
At everybody on the outside instead of taking the head on the horn and asking your own people why he stood
well,
up there was
trying
to check.
Like you know what the fuck's going on, so get the hell out
well,
of here.
You
be on the inside
too,
with
don't draw out.
But you ain't going to pack up and get up here. Because we don't need you up here. We don't need none of you up here. We don't have enough resources for all of you. Because they're taking them, taking it. They were
well,
you're
giving it,
you
and giving it.
Do
who is really giving it, giving it? No, Jane Hush, who's giving it? Don't jump my ass. I didn't
well,
give
I
the goddamn water away.
Doing that shit we already know. Don't question me. Fuck.
Okay, you know, why are you jumping my ass out? I didn't accept a check and sign and put it in the Blackfeet National Bank.
Come on. I
shit.
Don't want to even hear how you're thinking.
I know you don't want to hear this.
But what I'm telling you is
our own people, our own tribal council are doing it.
On our women. And then you want to get on here.
But where was everybody?
You're really doing something for anyone and everyone. Fuck, you're not doing a damn thing.
Nobody's doing a damn thing. That's the whole fucking point. You're right. Nobody is.
That's where you failed, huh?
Well,
maybe you're not doing anything.
Well, did you stop that check from landing in the tribal council's hands? Did you stop that check being given for Zinke?
On the radio.
I'm asking a legitimate question. What'd you expect me to come up there, pull a miracle out of my ass and stop Zinke from giving that check to them? All y'all want to do is yell at everybody out here.
Hey, all I want to do is yell at everybody else. And that bullshit. First time I'm ever yelling about something. Because that's all I hear. It's like, okay, well, what did you guys do so far? I just explained what I'm going through with my family and how I'm fighting to keep our cultural rights. That's what I do.
I stopped
here in Montana one time, and I'll do it again. That's what I'm asking. What is it you have done to make a change for us as far as when it comes to our cultural rights in this freaking world that we're still living in?
Well, let me ask you. All those rainbow people that got involved with y'all up there making shirts, what the fuck did they do? Make some profit off of y'all selling t-shirts?
I'm asking the question. Did you do anything yet? What have you done yet?
What am I supposed to do?
Don't just come on here and just repeat yourself. What have you done so far to make a change for us?
Did your tribal council listen to you, Jenny?
No, I'm asking you a question. Never mind the tribal council. Never mind
that. It's the tribal council that stole the goddamn water. Let us out here.
Somebody else come on, please, or I'll never come on this radio station again.
This is constant.
You can't answer a simple question. What have you done to change anything?
You can't either.
I have made a change in the state of Oregon. I have made a change in the state of Oregon, okay? And I have made a fucking change right here in Montana when it comes to racism and discrimination, all right? Protecting my cultural rights to who I am and my children are. Don't tell me I haven't done nothing.
I didn't say you did. I didn't say you haven't done nothing.
Short-minded? What the hell? You asked me what the hell I've done. So I just told you.
I'm
asking you the same question. What have you done?
You spoke to your tribal people.
What have
you done?
You want to yell?
I asked you a question.
They
don't listen to nobody.
The only thing, I don't have that blood in me. I don't have that.
I have nothing in me.
But, I have to get loud just to be heard now.
Well, why don't you get loud?
I'm trying to get that check back. Nothing.
And claim the waters back.
You have to talk to all my
tribal council to get
the
check back.
Listen to this.
Why are you getting mad at me? Because I'm speaking the truth.
Huh? What are you saying?
Don't tell your tribal council to give the check back and take the waters back.
What am I saying?
Don't tell your tribal council to give the check back and take the waters back.
Where did you read that at?
They want to sell it to the white man.
So you're just secondhand news. That's all you are. We know all that took place. Why do you think the injunction was put
in?
Were you there?
Well, what's my fault?
Is your name on there? What you doing? Who was, all of a sudden you were paying attention to the black people, but now you're not. Yeah, we know
you're
about
right,
all of that. Only way to know
about this
is
making excuses?
I didn't tell him about
when
all
I learned
that.
It was a done deal,
he
you
came
said
up
yes,
there.
I did.
He came up
it
there.
Was
I
a done deal.
You. I didn't see you.
What am I supposed to do?
And what else?
Okay, it was a done deal. What do you want me to do?
And what else?
Tell me, what would you like me to do, Jenny?
No, Anne, well you're the one that keeps on bringing up all that. I'm asking you a whole different question.
I'm asking what do you want me to do, Jenny? Tell me what I need to do.
I'm asking you a simple question. What have you done to make a change for us?
I'm asking what you want me to do. Tell me what I need to do.
Well, you should know what to do. You talk like you know what to do
and
what you're saying.
You're a black-haired woman. You should tell me. You ask your supporters for help to tell me.
I don't need
you
to
know on this. You don't know your people, because if you have two tribal councils that sold the water, what do you want from me?
To understand me.
Call them out. That's about all we can do is call them out for the corruption that they did.
Keep them on. All right.
I bet you I could come up there and knock on the door. They're not going to let me in and talk to me. They won't talk to their own people. You think they're going to fucking talk to me?
All right. Very different conversation.
Is there any more callers on the phone? Any more callers?
406-5023, welcome to the show. 605-4892, welcome to the show.
Come on, 605, either one of you, come on.
And 330-1865, welcome to the show. You've been on the show, but quiet.
So people, don't be quiet. I'm listening to these women. Get down, man. You see, that's
yeah,
what
so
controversy does. So come on in. Introduce yourselves and the state you're calling from, 605 and 406. Come on in. Come on.
It's Earl from Ohio.
Okay, come on.
Hey, I just wanted to say, and I'm not trying to rub you wrong or anything, Rachel, but Jenny is an elder, and this is part of the problem. We need to listen to the elders, not talk over them.
I don't like being accused of doing something I'm not doing.
Right.
And I don't
want
to be accepted of me. If they don't even talk to their own
Rachel, let me step in here. Hold it now. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, Earl's got a right of a point. If Jenny is expressing herself, listen, let her finish. If you're expressing yourself, we're going to let you finish. The hard part is all of us, we are under a lot of turmoil of stress, okay? And we all want to do things. We all want to. I kid you not, we want to, okay? But we pick and choose what's important. And so you're blessed with being cursed. I'll give you that because, hey, if I married a white man or a white woman, hey, I'm going to be a bitchy son of a bitch. But I didn't. So when you hear indigenous people trying to get these understandings, we're not saying you're wrong. And we're not saying Jenny's wrong. What we're saying is you women. Today, the women don't wear a dress. They wear pants. And this is food for a thought, how I'm going to explain it to you. And I take responsibility of my words and actions. Here we are facing a dilemma of tribal governments dehumanizing characters. And so what happens is we are all fighting. But we're trying to get to a point of understanding, okay? And that's what we were trying to do. But here's the catch. We want to fight and argue because that lady that used those pieces of paper to come at everybody, this Dominga Mallory, okay? She's no good. Her energy is going to plague on something. So she did it. She got you women fighting, okay? So I'm trying to correct my little brother in the first goddamn place, Tyreek. You got to see exactly who you're befriending out there, but he doesn't get it. He's Americanized. No questions asked. He's Americanized. He don't know elder kinship. He's been in my country damn near 30 years, and he still doesn't get it, okay? That's why I said this earlier in the show. Maybe it's fucking time for you guys to go see what a penitentiary can do. And if that would neutralize your guys' rights to be free, you don't know how to be women today, you women. Okay, I'm scolding you guys. Why? Because you don't know how to have that fairness and balance to listen to any other women and men that might have something to help you get out of dormancy. Okay? That's the problem. That's the way white folk do it. I've said this on countless amount of shows. Watch a show on TV and watch white people argue and fight. This is where it comes from. The women will do it in the white world. Even those old Western movies will show it. They dehumanize the virtue of women. Now, you don't see the female turtle and the female deer fighting. You don't see the female deer and the female buffalo fighting. You don't see the female buffalo and the female elk fighting. Uh-uh. You sure in the hell don't see all the wolf pack's females fighting the buffalo herd of cows. You see, that's the understanding. We as the two-legged got away from that because of white supremacy, white superiority. White superiority is the security of it. That's why they call it white superiority. White superiority. That's it. Superiority is a whole different meaning that describes the supreme and the so-called supremacy. See? That's why I try to tell people facts. I've asked people to come on the radio shows because I want to talk about these things, why you guys are supporting destroying your earth mother, your grandmother, which you all highly talk about. But not once do I hear you guys give that a challenge. Bryce won't come back on because he told me what he did. He supports Biden. He said that. That came out of his mouth for them to test drill for lithium. And I'm seeing white folks that got the lithium sign in their yards. I'm seeing this. White men are making a sneak. Where in the fuck is the Indians? The Indians are selling their souls out. That's what I'm saying. My sister Regina Brave gave a good example. My sister Regina is still in the dress, by the way. That's what she does. My AIM sister, my involvement with her in Wounded Knee in 73. So she's still in the dress. Plus, she's a fluent speaker in Lakota. She's been there, she's done it, and we're still living it today. And she's always going to be my sister. That's what we're trying to tell you folks. So you want to lash out, but we can't bring white folk on here. We try to get these ones that are supposed to. Look at this. We know about all the identity crisis. Look, in the first place, listen to me, people. And if it offends you, so be it. My number, 605-517-2621. That's the great mystery, who we call Wakantanka Gichi Manetu or Maheo or Nagadawi, does he believe in pedigree? Do the animals believe in pedigree? It's civilized and modern people that love to create confusion and havoc. So confusion and havoc create racism. Fear and hate do that. So here's two women, whether you like each other or not, arguing. When in fact, I'm going to say it. If you had language, it wouldn't happen. The only language you know is the superiority of English. That's not your language. You are the blood of where your ancestors come from. And it sure in the hell ain't English. All the four-legged and winged creatures out there still hold on to their language. And our people can't wake up to that because they like the criteria of how Western culture dehumanized the human race. Dehumanized the human race. That's what's happening here. And so Mother Earth is crying out, but are you listening? No, you're not. The hard part for us two-legged is that we've been using the scores of the English consonants, and we do not understand ourselves. My God, people. Man, that's a hardful thing. And it hurts. It hurts not to know the language, and we're going to get mad and yell at each other if we're trying to talk We're going to do that. We're going to cuss at each other rather than talking. We're going to use our bully pulpit to outdo the other one. So if you want to wear the pants, women, go ahead. That's the white world. You women want to have the knowledge and purity over the people that need to listen? Keep wearing the dress. The animals never took it off. Neither did the winged. They still got their dresses on. Their women still got it on. Whether you like to hear that or not, even the great mystery. He's got his breechcloth on. He never put a pair of pants on. Same with Mother Earth. She still got her dress on. He never put a pair of pants on. Hell, she don't even wear a panty or a bra. Duh, two-legged. That's the hard part. The trees still got their dresses on. The rocks still got their dresses on. And the list can go on and on. But because the superiority of how America deems things and white people deem things, they take your passion in warfare to intermix it with theirs. The genetics in this country love confusion. Hear me. There's all kinds of religions out there. Religions. Mine, okay, it's not a religion. It's a way of life. That's it. It's not written. It's handed down from a mother, from a grandmother, and a grandfather, and an uncle. My dad couldn't teach me the virtues of a man because they killed my daddy. And I always put myself on the line, man. My nephew said a good thing tonight. He sent me pictures of him and his little granddaughter, my great-granddaughter. Okay, she's my great-granddaughter. I love that. I'm talking about my nephew, Kenny, okay? And he sent me this picture of my little great-grandbaby. And, man, she's standing behind a headdress. And that's the beautiful thing to see. And my nephew, I get mad at him because there's times he calls me when he's gassed. He's drunk. And I have to back off. Because talking to somebody that's under the influence, you can't win. That's like talking to a fool. You can't win with the fool. Why do you think the kingdom's always had a court jester in their culture? We Indians didn't have them. We had a spiritual understanding of it. They're called the Haoka. And the Haoka, that's the way they are. They're honorable, but they're afraid of warriors. Because the Haoka, he can't be like them. He wants to, but he can't. It's surrendering to oneself to obtain the knowledge of the ancient ones. Our spiritual premises in this year, 2022, we got one more day of it, and it's going to end when, hey, that's theirs. Ours don't end till February, because there's 13 cycles in ours, not 12. That's our culture. That's no different than the Asian people down there in China and Japan, Korea, all of them. They have a calendar that has 13 moons, like we indigenous people. So they're indigenous over there. But white people in America, they got a 12 calendar month. They got 12 moons. But you women gave us these 13 moons. Did you know that? I don't think so. Because you're too busy fighting like the white man. The same way we men fight each other, argue and whatnot. If we're not under a controlled substance or a liquid system, we're going to fight and argue. If we're sober, we have the tendency in the heart to listen. The animals are still listening to us. And they're wondering, why can't we get our heads out of our own ass to see the big picture unfolding before our eyes? That's the hard part. Now we come up to the top of the hour. It's 6:42. Any last-minute comments? And tomorrow night, I'm going to bring my grandma and my aunt on the show. I'm going to bring them on. my Aunt Bernice and my Grandma Sophie, I asked them throughout the week if they could do this, and they said yes. And now I like to see you women argue like that. You won't argue because you know better. You know why? Hey, the matriarchs are here. Nephew and grandson's going to listen because that's what I do. And I love it that you guys have your understanding. I'm glad you got all that shit off your chest now, because you two are having a hard time in your life. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it. I'm listening to it. And thanks to my brother Earl, hey, he gave a critical understanding to both of you. Both of you. Time to listen, folks. Listen to one another. And with that, Mitaki Epilechus Epinkte. O washte takto khano pikile et shanakh lila ota nakfat khopi yu khopi he un wo kile nakh un yapi we choye kile un kit khops niki lila shicha as he lila wo khok peke shanakh pani khoki yu khan hanta waslo kile na wo la khot et chef ke het shse i chakhe o kishni he un mila haska khawo khena ha we choye ki Lila washtesh me mitakipi. As ichuha. Chokata kya wina kile na wosuta wansi oispokte kile. Hena chwegna ka hechus e umshni. He uncha ahoy kshaw kile echa unkitchoksni. Hena ehane hechus e mama na ha. Uchi unkitchopile na unko kyata. Iwa shikyo ni gla hanta. Ho. Chwegna wansi oshto. As we talk a little bit, you don't have to Why I laughed about that, my mom used to say this. If you want to argue with me, put a dress on. My grandma Cecilia used to say this to the cop. If you want to take me to jail, she said, put a dress on and I'll fight you. And then you got a reason to take me to jail. My grandma Cecilia and my mom, I learned from them two matriarchs. They left me. And you're all smiling now. I can hear it on your guys' clothes. So let's open up for last comments as we face, you know, the 7 o'clock hour. We got 15 minutes, last minute comments. And thank you all for tuning in, and even you ones that stepped up there, you know. Great feeling. Denny, thank you guys. You guys got it off your chest. You're both in turmoil. I know you are. Come on, last minute comments. Ha-hoo!
Yeah, this is Jenny. Jenny speaks for herself. Jenny is not a weak-spirited woman. Okay? Jenny is in a drift. All right? And when I make these approaches to these men about these things, how they can't be playing a cunny woman for me, not unless they want me to make that special dress for them. All right? I'm not far from myself. I know what I'm saying. I was raised the same way that you talk, Chinupa, like we always talk on the phone every day about these things, how we were raised, the similarity, the understanding. I'm not no bookending. I went through a lot of goddamn abuse in these white schools, too. The same as you. Same as Rachel was talking about. Okay? But our people, I'm of a tribe. You know that. Same as you. Same thing we're going through. Together. Don't point me out, you know, in another direction like, I don't know, you know, I can be, you know, school or something. You know, I'm nobody's student but my grandmother's. Okay? Our ways are real. I understand it. I understand it. It's not like I'm a stupid woman or something. I'm not speaking my language. We go way beyond the language. Way back there. Before the language. We're taught how to use our spirit, not our mouth all the time. That's how I was taught, huh? And nobody can't tell me any different from what I understand. Everybody has their own way of talking about it or what, or sharing it. But I'm not no mate. I didn't come on here to argue around. Yeah, bring your auntie and your grandma on. That, those are real ones. Yeah, I won't argue because I have that much respect. But those are like my grandmothers too. I was taught to, you know, to be quiet, sit, listen, and learn. Hear what they're talking about. And then you'll understand what the teachings are. That's how I was raised, too. I'm just learning about myself, woman. Uh-uh. Don't try to make it that way because it's not. Because you know it's not. So that's Jenny speaking for herself. Because, yeah, Jenny is the grandmother. I was raised the right way. I never was converted to a church, so I don't argue with that Bible because our teaching ain't nothing in that Bible, huh? So I don't read Bible, never did. Was never baptized into their church, but my spirit was never given to them. I was painted by my great grandmother. These are the things that stay with me. They'll never go away, and that's what protects me, even from men that want to condemn me. See? I had to do that all through my life. My young life until my wife today is still the same way. I have to protect myself. Learning my rights. Learning how to say it right. Because I don't speak big college words. I don't care about them. They're a headache. But a lot of you do.
336 4083 has his hand up.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with learning new things. I don't understand what's
wrong
with that.
Hold it, 336, whatever. What is your name and what state you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
And your name?
My name is Joe.
This is that guy. Tyreek, this is the guy I'm telling you about.
Which guy?
Drop him. Tyreek, drop him.
Oh, yeah.
Drop him. That's the Joe I'm telling you about. Jenny and Rachel can tell you about that Joe. That's him. Always
okay.
Trying to get him and
cut off.
Your buddy
the problem. Why do we get cut off when we're trying to cut? You know, I'm just tired of it.
Now, see, that guy came on, so he wanted to see that. Maybe Tyreek's that way.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Him on.
No, wait, listen. I can't manage the computer. I can't see it. Tyreek did. Tyreek's watching this. He doesn't.
Okay,
listen carefully. I'm going to say this. Help me. Earl, help me. These guys don't understand what we've been through as men, okay? These fucking men are fucked up. They are, Earl. I'm going to tell you why. They took on sociological deformities at the discretion of the white empire. So tomorrow I wanted to bring the subject back on, but I'm not going to do that. You did cut off Jenny, okay? You did. That's what white people do, Tyreek. You did.
Well,
you
somebody raised up his hand.
Hold on now. Now, don't do that to me. One day I'm going to come back out to California. I'm not going to kick your fucking ass because that's too easy. I'm going to make you cry with words. Because you need to be held accountable too. Fuck the white man, okay? I'm going to say it again. Fuck the white man. You fucking cut us off because of a white man. We told you that.
I was just looking at the white hand.
Joe does this all the time. He did that with Leona. He did that with Jabril and them.
Okay.
And that's what Joe's good enough, man. He's like that. We know. They all do that. The white folk are good at that. They're the devil. But you don't get it. I fuck you, man. You're a mausoleum culture. You know about that. Shit, we're indigenous and we know. But now I close with this, people. Listen. got 8 minutes left, so I'm going to share this, right? We're going to pick this up. One of you remind me. Earl, if you can. Margaret, if you can, remind me that we're going to pick this subject here about infiltration on Sunday. Because people like Tyrese, Jibril, Leona, and the rest of them put that Joe first every fucking time because they use all these numbers. All of them are that way. There's this Dominga girl that Tyreek brought us into. We know about Joe, so I can catch you. And then there was another lady up there in Montana on the Cheyenne Reservation up there in Lane Deer. She's the one who killed her own kid. And she's out there. And she claims to be, you know, a big shot man, you know, Indian. But she's a white girl. She married an Indian guy. Okay? And what the heck was her name? Her name will come back to me, but we got to be cautious of her because she does that too. And that's why I say that. I need your guys' help to help me. My daughters want to get on this show, but they're figuring that these women have the heart to bring these people out. And that's what's out there. That's what's out there.
What's her name? A little bitty Seminole woman. She wasn't Seminole. She was Arapaho and something else. Bernice Seminole. She brought this girl into this midst because she talked the same thing like Mallory and all the rest of them talked about. They were spies for the system because the system did not incarcerate them like we, Earl. They locked us up because we meant what the fuck we did. So we know what the hell we're talking about. Snitches are fucking everywhere in America. They're even disguised as police and military, the snitches. Even in Congress, they're snitching. Mm-hmm. You people don't get it. But what I'm saying right now, please call me, people, at my number, 605-517-2621. Please call me. We're going to talk. But I'm going to close this show with my grandson's song. And tomorrow night, my grandmas are coming on, my grandma and my aunt. I'm bringing them on tomorrow. So this is our closing song in honor of my grandson, Johnny B., who passed away. Hookah. Wakanka, ho, yeah, wa, ooh, way low, hey. Wakanka, ho, yeah, wa, ooh, way low. Hey, we chokaki lay, oh ya seki, hey, oh yeah, wa uwelo, hey, wa kanka, oh yeah, wa uwelo, hey, wa kanka, oh yeah, wa uwelo, hey. We choke ki lay, oh ya teki hey, oh ye wa uwelo, oh, yeah, take.
What the hell?
Oh, come, oh, yeah, oh, way low, hey, 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 hey. Wakanka, ho ye wa uwelo, hey, we choka ki le, oh ya te ki, hey, ho ye wa uwelo, hey, ho. Wakanka, ho ye wa uwelo, hey. Wakanka, ho ye wa uwelo, hey, we choka ki le, oh ya te ki, hey, ho ye wa uwelo, hey. I say goodnight to all of you on this Friday, December 30th, 2022, and the eve of this behavior comes to an end.
tomorrow night in the white man world. People, please pay attention. We are in some tragic turmoil, even with our earth mother and our four-legged, just like my brother the turtle that I had to rescue and save. We are trying to pave a better future for the generation that is here, the grandkids, and the elders to pass this knowledge and wisdom on to us. But as long as we're not really seeing the big picture, and we're going to constantly use this English conscripts of language to determine our own existence, well, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. It's your fault, not mine. I don't like using it. I'd rather just use mine. But as we move forward for a new understanding that's happening in Indian country, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Whether you guys were feeling upset and blown off steam the way you want to and not really seeing the big picture, hey, I'm honorable with that. But I'm on all of your side, whether you guys think, man, I'm not. You all are in agreement with everything that's going on. That's why you're upset. People having loved ones about ready to leave this earth and return back to the earth, head to the spirit world. Many others are in the hospitals, man, facing illnesses. And they need prayers. And they need, you know, the consciousness of people caring for them and loving them. But all of this stuff that's going on has got to come to an end. And it has to come an end if we believe in it. If we believe that all things can come to an end, hey, start believing. I do. And that's what I do. For you, for my four-legged, for my earth mother, and great mystery. Thank you all, and we'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Okay, good night. Take care. Aho.